the support I've had from people, not only like family and friends, but obviously like my parents are part of the caravan club and they have just been fantastic. Friends that I went to school with, people I haven't seen for years, strangers are messaging me. I'm getting messages from people I don't know.
Did you have operations at the time and have you got more to come? Where are you now with your treatment?
So the first month I was in a coma, I was having skin graft every 3 days for the first like month, between 4 to 6 hours each like operation. My arms are restricted. I can only move them 45 degree angle. So I need to get those straightened out. And my doctor and me have spoken and we said, you know, later down the line, I'll probably need like more surgery of some sort, but it's, it all depends on how my body heals with it, really.
Yeah. So you're still going through the healing process effectively.
Yeah, I still go to the hospital once a week.
So you're, I mean, what about your confidence? Because obviously, like Katie Piper, she had to come to terms with going out into public with some scarring on her face that was visual. You can't cover everything up. How was that, you know, when you started going out and about again? Or did you find that difficult at first?
Really, really hard. I remember when I came out of hospital, we lived in a small little village, and I came out of hospital and my mum said to me, like, was trying to encourage me to, like, get out and things like that. And just over the road from us is a fish and chip shop. And she said, you know, go and get some chips to go with the dinner. And I was like, it's okay, it's only in the village, everyone knows everyone, it's fine, it's like a like comfort blanket. So I went over there, and as I was walking in, there was an elderly lady, and she looked at me and she was like, oh my God, what the hell's happened to you? You look hideous. And I was, I just completely crumbled. Went home, knocked on the door, my mum answered, and I just broke down. And she was like, what's the matter? And I was just like, you know, told her what this woman had said. And my thoughts on it at the time was, she's saying what everyone else thinks. She's the only one who's got the guts to actually say it out loud. So it really knocked me, and I thought, I said, I don't want to go out, I don't want to do anything. And I became more and more depressed and more not wanting to go out.
Because you seem pretty confident now. So what made you, what gave you the confidence to say, actually, I am who I am and who cares?
Yeah, so I went away when Katie came out to see me. She invited me away for a weekender that the foundation held. Weekender for other burn victims and things like that. And there was about 40 of us away for the weekend. And I met so many people there. And they'd all gone through different, like, they all had different stories. And things like that of what happened to them, and like from one end of the spectrum to the other of burns, it just completely took me back. I kept ringing my mum while I was away, and I was like, I'm so overwhelmed, like, by these people. They're just so positive and got such an amazing outlook on life. And there was people who'd lost fingers and things like that, and I was thinking, you know, I'm so lucky. And instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm so unlucky, it changed my attitude. No, I'm not. I am so lucky. I'm still here. My attitude changed to, well, I am what I am. I can't change it. It's happened. Now I need to turn a negative into a positive. And that's why I want to do the fundraising.
What do you think would happen now if you went to that fish and chip shop and an old lady turned to you and said what she said? Do you think you'd respond in a different way?
Yeah, I'd say to her, I feel sorry for you, you know, that you are that shallow, that you would say something like that to someone who doesn't look your norm as such, and you can clearly see that something's happened. You know, I would rather someone say to me, oh my God, what's happened to you? All for it. I'd sit there and tell them, a complete stranger. But to be rude to someone and that nasty, you know, if it wasn't for the foundation and that weekend, then, you know, I might still be at home not wanting to go out because of someone's comment.